Welcome to Puentes a la Comunidad, Bridges to the Community. Hello, I'm your host, Emily Guerra. My guest on this edition is Doña Ana Arts Council Executive Director, Kathleen Albers. Thank you for joining me on Puentes.
Oh, thank you, Emily. It's a pleasure to be here.
You're welcome. Well, I understand Doña Ana Arts Council was founded in 1971, but there's a lot of history to go along with that. Tell me about it.
Oh, absolutely. It's a long and varied history. Many people associate the Doña Ana Arts Council with the Renaissance Arts Fair, which was founded about the same time, and it's now in its 45th year. Actually, this year, it'll be the 46th year. But we also do so many other things. We do arts education. We're advocates for legislation and grants for artists and arts organizations. And we also have been the managers of the Rio Grande Theater for the last 11 years. So we're a very busy organization with a very wonderful, strong board of directors and hundreds of volunteers.
So when did you take over the Rio Grande Theater?
Well, that's an interesting history. It actually goes back, and I was part of this. I was recruited to be on the board of directors in 1998. At the time, I was staying home with my two kids to help raise them, and I was recruited to help with the arts and education. And I was on the board, and the Rio Grande Theater was gifted to the Arts Council. Half of it was gifted by Jan Clute and her sister Carolyn Muggenberg, and then the Arts Council purchased the other half for about $20,000. And then we embarked on a huge capital campaign. We raised about $3.2 million for the abatement of asbestos, the demolition that we had to do, and then of course the renovation. That was completed in 2005, and we opened the doors in 2005 to the city, and then continued to manage it until now. We're still managing
it. So there's been a lot of events since 2005.
Oh my goodness, hundreds and hundreds. So many to try and keep track of. We have a lot of the posters around the theater actually framed, and it's really a lot of fun to go and view all the different events that have happened over the last 11 years.
Yeah. And during the renovation, were you able to maintain the look of the theater, the original look?
Well, that was interesting. We uncovered beautiful relief work on the front of the theater, and many, many people worked to restore it to its glory days of the 1920s. In fact, it was Jim Billings, who is with the New Mexico State University Theater Department. He worked very hard at renovating it with a new fly system and the lighting system. Kevin McElvoy was at the time was the president of the Arts Council and worked very hard to help raise the funds and build the awareness and document all the stories of the people that would come and tell us about their days of going to the Rio Grande Theater throughout the years. And one thing I would like to say also is that in the process of fundraising, in order to receive money from the state of New Mexico, we actually deeded the property to the city of Las Cruces. So they technically own the building, but we've been in a partnership with them ever since then.
So you are a nonprofit organization.
Correct. Correct.
So this way you're able to get grants to be able to have some of these art education, arts advocacy, and now an arts fiscal agency.
Well, yes. Actually, we've been doing that for many, many years. We're the fiscal agents for many emerging arts organizations and other nonprofits that need help. They don't have their own 501c3 ID number, and so we help them. We keep their books for them, and we oversee that, and we file their tax returns for them. It's a service that we do. Just recently, we've signed up Megan McQueen's Scaffolding Theater Company as one of our fiscal agencies, and so that way she has some time to put together her own 501c3 paperwork, and it's quite a process to do that. Plus, you have to have a board, and there's quite a few other requirements to be your own 501c3. So this gives her a little bit of time to get that administrative organization together so she can focus on the artistic development.
And they just had Beauty and the Beast.
Oh, fantastic. Yes.
And that was done here at New Mexico State University. Tell me more about arts education.
Well, our arts education programs are really the cornerstone of our mission. Not only do we reach out to the children in the community through the Las Cruces Public Schools and the charter schools, but we also provide education for adults. That's very important to us to continue the lifelong learning. And we work very closely with the Las Cruces Public Schools, and we bring, in addition to various performing arts that we book throughout the year, we also bring the Santa Fe Opera in twice a year for free programming for the schools and for the public performances. And in addition to that, that's at the Rio Grande Theater, but in addition to that, we have the Career Art Path program that has been going on for over 20 years. That is to target middle school students in the visual arts so that they can have an idea of what they might be able to do in a true career when they get older. And we've taken that concept and that age group into the performing arts, and we now have an opera camp. It's called the Opera Storytellers Camp, and we do that in partnership with the Santa Fe Opera. And I believe that opera is the ultimate art form. It includes music, dance, visual arts, theater, everything. And teaching these children to help them to develop their own story, and then to put that into music and song and dance, and it is the most exciting thing, and the children really respond to it, and we've just seen children blossom with this and really own their work. So again, this is one of the things that has drawn me to the Arts Council from 1998 till now. I really believe that that the arts education is such an important thing that we do. And we also try to bring it into the classroom. We work with teachers, providing teacher development to bring the arts as a teaching tool into the classroom. It's called arts integration. So very, very important to what we do.
It must take a lot to be able to find some of these events, to be able to put them together for the community. Do people come to you, or do you go out there looking for that?
For the events? Well, we actually have two visual arts events that we do during the year. The Renaissance Arts Fair, which is always the first full weekend of November. And 7 years ago, we started the Las Cruces Arts Fair. Well, actually, we didn't start it. Glenn and Sally Cutter and George and Maggie Griffin started the Las Cruces Arts Fair. And then since for the last 4 years, the Arts Council has been running it. But it was always intended, even by the Cutters and the Griffins, to be a fundraiser for the Doniana Arts Council. That is in the middle of March. And this year, it's going to be March 17th through 19th at the Las Cruces Convention Center. We're going to have over 100 artists, wonderful, wonderful ceramicists, photographers, jewelers. We're calling it an art-filled weekend because we've got so many things going on. In addition to the shopping experience at the fair, there's also going to be artist demonstrations. And on Friday night, the kickoff for the event, we're going to have a new feature called a quick draw competition. And what that is, we're going to have a still life, and the artists are going to, we're going to have up to 25 artists that are going to be given 90 minutes to draw, paint, whatever, sculpt this still life. And then those items will then be auctioned off, half the proceeds going to the artist and half to the Arts Council. Plus, we'll be giving cash prizes for the first place, second place, and most popular vote. So this is a cash prize competition for local artists, and so we're encouraging them to sign up. And there's still room, so if they want to sign up, they can call or go on our website and get an application form. So that's Friday night, and then the fair goes on all day Saturday and Sunday. And Saturday night, we are hosting a wonderful new group here to Las Cruces, called Yastros en Vivo. They're the premier flamenco group from the National Institute of Flamenco in Albuquerque. And they are going to be at the Rio Grande Theater on that Saturday night, March 18th at 8 o'clock. So if people are traveling from out of town, they're going to have so much to do. They can go to the Friday night quick draw competition. They can go to the farmer's market on Saturday morning, go to the art fair Saturday afternoon, go to the Rio Grande Saturday night, and then go back to the art fair on Sunday to purchase that one special thing that they saw.
Well, you mentioned local artists, but you have artists coming in from around the United States, Canada, and Mexico.
That's correct. And it's we've had this for many, many years. Of course, we always welcome our fine artists from here in Las Cruces, and we encourage that. We also have two student groups that are going to be there, one from the Doña Ana Community College and one from the NMSU Art Department. But we have approximately 100 artists coming. They're going to be, several from Mexico, several from all over the Southwest and around the country. So it's something that people can come and just, if they just want to, you know, look and admire the art, that's one thing they can do, go to the demonstrations. But then there's going to be price points that are going to be relatively reasonable, you know, $10 on up to thousands. So it is a fine art show, and we hope that it will become one of the finest in the Southwest.
Well, last year, how many people attended?
We had about 4,000 people attend.
And this year, you're expecting it to grow?
Well, it's hard to say. We're doing a lot of outreach in the El Paso Juarez market, and of course in Alamogordo, Silver City. And because we're advertising this as an art-filled weekend, we're really hoping that we can bring in visitors that come and spend the whole weekend and come experience everything that Las Cruces has to offer.
So this is just coming right after For the Love of Art Month.
Yeah. And oh my goodness, the For the Love of Art Month has just been filled with all the studio tours. And we programmed a lot at the Rio Grande Theater for the Love of Art Month. We had the Rhythm of the Dance, the National Dance Company of Ireland. It's also Black History Month. We've had African Guitar Summit. We just have just about every weekend packed full in February, and we're continuing on into March.
And you work also closely with the Mexican consulate in El Paso.
Yes, and that is a program that's been part of our partnership with the Convention and Visitors Bureau and with the mayor and, of course, with the Mexican consulate. It's been very successful, so well received. The latest program was Los Tres Reyes, which was a packed house, and unfortunately we couldn't get everybody in.
Not even people, standing room.
No, because we have fire codes that we have to adhere to, but it was just a fabulous, and just to hear the people singing along with them in the audience, they were there was just a wonderful concert.
Music from the 50s and on beyond.
And such a gift to our community, the Mexican consulate and the CVB, has they put that together.
The Las Cruces Arts Fair opens on Friday, March the 17th at 6 p.m., and then Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Sunday again 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Las Cruces Convention Center, 680 East University Avenue, the Las Cruces Arts Fair. And tickets are available online or at your website. What is your website again?
The website is daarts.org, stands for Doña Ana Arts, DA Arts. Also, it's easy to get them at the door. Oh, and one thing I wanted to mention before we close is on Friday night and Saturday, all day Saturday, the group that we had last year, a flamenco guitar and percussion group called Yuterpe. They're from the Juarez, El Paso area. Fantastic guitar player and percussion players. And they are going to be playing Friday night and Saturday. And they'll have at the convention center, the cantina will be open. And it's just a real festive, wonderful atmosphere.
And by cantina, does that mean you'll be selling alcoholic beverages?
Yes, the convention center will be. And there'll be food and beverages. And yes, absolutely.
And children under 12 are free, right?
That's correct. And one thing I want to mention, if people come on Friday night, their ticket is good for another entry during the weekend. So they can come back Saturday or Sunday. Or if they come on Saturday morning, they can come back on Sunday. So it's good for two entrances per person.
And the entire community can participate on that. Well, definitely the Doña Ana Arts Council has been a bridge to the community. Un puente.
Un puente, gracias.
And you definitely are as well.
Thank you, Emily.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for joining me on Puentes again. Executive Director, Doña Ana Arts Council, Kathleen Albers. For KRWG, I'm Emily Guerra.